relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. I thank God every single day that America is the freest nation on God's green earth, and we remain free because of our unalienable right to keep and bear firearms. No other company in America so embodies that right than Carr Firearms. Their story is the American dream, and their products are absolutely second to none. Carr Firearms is your source for high-quality firearms. I carry a 9mm Carr every single day. Check out their amazing line of weapons at kahr.com. They also own the iconic Desert Eagle line of weapons and the historic American legendary Auto Ordnance line as well, including the 1911, the M1, and the venerable Tommy gun. That's kahr.com, kahr.com. It wouldn't be Friday without checking in with our good buddy, the Baron Boris. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, my man. It's great to be here. It's been a strong week and a week of fighting.
It has been a strong week. And Christmas has come early for the members of the America First team. A box arrived in the studio today with a whole cornucopia of Michael Lindell's brand new 2.0 My Pillows, which we gifted to every single member of the team, and they're so happy. Not only that, Baron, after you commented on the rather large stogie I was smoking two nights ago with my son, and you said, oh, that looks good, I got to try one. What did I do? I went yesterday to my local cigar emporium, and I obtained a whole variety pack of my favorite smokes. I'm holding them up for the camera, and they're going to sit here in the studio. They're going to sit here until you come back to the Swamp, Baron.
I can't wait. I can't wait, and I hope to smoke them together, my friend.
All right, we're going to make that happen. All right, let's get down to business. We can talk about the disaster that is Alvin Bragg, but first things first, a couple of disastrous interviews for Ron DeSantis with that pathetic individual, Piers Morgan. Then he didn't exactly shower himself with glory with my colleague, Eric Bowling. And then Ron DeSantis had this comment to make, which I found rather amusing. This is cut five. Baron, your reaction.
So here's the thing. I think, you know, there is... These are people who are in the political class, journalist class, politicians, and like D.C. in particular. They get mad. I don't do the cocktail parties. I don't like rubbing elbows with other people. I like doing my job and then spending time with my family. That's just what I do. A lot of the people that are criticizing, you know, they would say, oh, he doesn't do well with donors. He doesn't glad hand with them. And yet I raise more money than any non-presidential candidate in the history of America. Are you kidding me? So we tend to do, we do well. But I do think that, you know, I deal better with regular people than I do with some of the people in the political class.
Help me out here, Mr. Senior Advisor for the Trump 2024 campaign. Allegedly, the governor of Florida doesn't like rubbing elbows with donors, doesn't do the cocktail circuit, but he didn't speak at CPAC because he was at a big fundraiser. I'm confused. Help me out, Baron.
It is very confusing, considering that he just said a few weeks ago had a whole concept, multi-day concept, at a very decrepit, very everyday, very middle American resort called the Four Seasons in Palm Beach, Florida. Okay? This is absolute typical establishment nonsense. Like Mitt Romney used to fly in an airplane to Iowa, then get into a, you know, get into a fancy car, fly into his private jet, get into a fancy limo, and then get into a Chevrolet to go to a rally. Typical, inauthentic, old school politics, which has failed time and time again, and it is not what the American people want. The American people want authenticity from President Donald J. Trump.
Now let's take politics and the, you know, the candidacy and the nomination out of the equation for a second. But you know, you're a legal professional. You're just a political operator. You are an attorney. You've gone to one of the most prestigious law schools in America. Your response to the fact that he doesn't hold a press conference about the attempt by the Manhattan DA to arrest the 45th and maybe 47th president of the United States. And then when he's asked in a press conference about something else to comment about it, as a former JAG, as a former military attorney, he says, I'm not interested in this case. I have to concentrate on Florida. Why is the governor of Florida not interested in rule of law in America?
It seems like he's not interested in combating weaponization, not interested in combating targeting of political opponents, not interested in the Constitution. Maybe I don't know what he is interested in. I guess it's sitting down with has-been British TV hosts like Piers Morgan. I guess that's what he's interested in, taking pictures in which he doesn't look so presidential.
Yeah, it's a big, big disappointment, even if you're a big fan of the governor, especially since President Trump is a resident of the state of which Ron DeSantis is governor.
And here's the thing, too, my friend. Yeah. President Trump put out a robust statement this week about how DeSantis ranks extremely low in education and in healthcare. His state was the third worst on COVID deaths. So Ron DeSantis doesn't seem to be focused on running his state, focused on keeping his state safe or healthy or educated. He's focused on this fake or apparent run for president, which he can't even commit to.
Yeah, and the man who was supposed to have taken down Disney, we now found out that Disney is going to have the biggest LGBTQ festival in the history of that company. I guess they aren't that scared of the governor. All right, you are a legal professional. Got to get your legal take. It's shocking, the leaked information that as of Wednesday, Thursday, and today, Friday, Alvin Bragg's grand jury has been postponed in Manhattan. What's your sense? Is the whole case collapsing, especially after the letter we saw where Michael Cohen admits that it was his money that was paid to Stormy Daniels? Is this game, set, and match?
Well, first of all, Michael Cohen admitted to his one attorney, Bob Costello, that he had nothing on President Trump whatsoever and did everything regarding Stormy Daniels on his own volition. Two, he admitted the same thing to McDermott, Bull, and Emery. Here's the bottom line. There were no bookkeeping errors, no misdemeanors, no crime, and there's no case. This has been a complete hoax, weaponization of our legal system, completely unacceptable. Now you've got liberals, the Financial Times, Joe Manchin, and others who are coming hot at Alvin Bragg and saying, you've got to stop this. And some far lefties are saying, hey, this is the weakest case. What are you doing bringing it? Well, let me break it to them. All the cases are terrible.
Yeah.
All the hoaxes against the President Trump are weak, and they're all going to get crushed.
Yeah. Yeah. Your prediction, is he going to withdraw this case? Is he going to fold up the grand jury next week, Barron?
That's what he should do, because there's no case whatsoever. The statute of limitations has passed. There's no crime. Even the New York Times said that this type of case has never been brought in the history of New York State.
Yeah.
It is a canard, it is a hoax, it is a witch hunt, and it's got to be put to an end.
All right, let's talk about what's happening on Capitol Hill. There are motions to provide more rights, to recognize the rights of parents in K through 12. And it looks like the Democrats don't like it. First, we have AOC. This is her label for what parental rights are in America. Cut 7.
When we talk about progressive values, I can say what my progressive value is, and that is freedom over fascism.
Yeah, freedom to have gay pornography in the school library. For her, the parental rights are fascism. And then we have Hakeem Jeffries, Nancy's successor, with a statement that is just impossible to believe. Cut 8.
As a great country, a gorgeous mosaic of people from all over the world who come here to pursue the American dream. That's what makes American exceptionalism so phenomenally important to our collective success as a country, and they want to take that away from the parents of America.
Barron, the party of ESG and DIE is now the party of American exceptionalism? Are they kidding?
They're the same party that continues to sell our country down the road to the Chinese Communist Party. The Democrats, who don't stand for American freedom, don't stand for American strength. They're the ones who stand for American exceptionalism. It's an absolute and total joke. These are the same Democrats who don't want to stand for the national, for American national anthem. What, again, this is another hoax by the Democrats. They're trying to fool the American people, but they're failing at doing so. That's why Joe Biden's ratings are so low, his polls are so low, and congressional Democrats are even lower.
Yeah. It's going to be an exciting year and a half. Whatever you are doing, you got to make sure you bookmark BorisEP.com, the website. Follow him, Boris Epstein, on social media. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast. Never miss any of our deep dives with the real newsmakers, the real experts. Go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, whichever platform you prefer. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Subscribe at costs you nothing. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. We'll be back after these messages.
You are listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Got to have a bit of James Bond music on a Friday to put you in the mood. Oh my gosh, I do love the weekend. And what I do love especially is when you step up to the plate. And you have, some of you have, not everyone. We are quite a few dollars short of our food for the campaign target. It stops today. This is the mission through the local pastor network in 20 nations of the hemisphere to feed the destitute, the children who will go to bed hungry tonight. We want to get them food. It's so easy. $74 just once feeds two children for a year. But I want to hit our target tonight. We've got a few hours left, and here's my promise to you. If you donate over $2,000, you can come to D.C. The person who donates the most today, before we finish the campaign, will get to have lunch with me in D.C. or share a stogie or both. If you smoke a cigar, then we can have a cigar as well. Make a difference today. Make your donation for $2,000 or above, and then email Mr. G with the confirmation of your donation. I want us to hit our target because these children deserve our support. His email is Mr., spelled out, MrGRadio@gmail.com. So here's the big challenge for you. If you want to meet the team here, if you want to have lunch and a cigar, then make a donation of more than $2,000 today and make a confirmation email. Send a confirmation to Mr., that's M-I-S-T-E-R, MrGRadio@gmail.com, and you will be the winner as you are helping the children in Food for the Poor. The donation site is sebgorka.com, and click on the banner at the top, Give Food, Give Hope. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. That's sebgorka.com and the Give Food, Give Hope banner. God bless all who donate, but please, let's hit that target tonight. All right, there's another individual who knows how to speak proper English and a viral clip of him that I just love sharing. Well, let's do it here in front of millions of people. Play clip.
Now, you snowflakes apparently have a bigger problem with public comment. It seems to me that you think you can supersede the United States Constitution. Well, I've got news for you, school board president Benito Mussolini. Your power does not supersede that of the US Constitution and the First Amendment rights of the citizens of this great nation. Let's be very, very clear who has the power.
Mr.
It is
Campbell,
not government policy.
You,
do not
you,
warn me or do not
you
interrupt
this moment.
My time.
I love when somebody with a British accent starts lecturing some fascistic bureaucrat on the finer points of the American Constitution. That's Simon Campbell of Pennsylvania, and he's with us right now. Simon, welcome back to America First.
Well, thanks for having me on, Sebastian. Lovely to talk to you.
A man you must follow on Twitter right now under Limey Simon. That's Limey Simon. So for those who missed our chat on my Newsmax show recently and the last time you were on the show, just give us a little precis, a little summary of why you went to war with the local authorities in Pennsylvania and who ended up winning eventually?
Yeah, right. Well, the local school board in Pensbury, the bunch of nine left-wing radical liberals, were silencing people at public comments. Three citizens before me got silenced. That's why I showed up and mouthed off.
Meaning they weren't allowed to speak?
Exactly. They showed up at public comment to criticize the critical race theory program, and they were basically told to shut up, sit down, and be quiet. And it was all on videotape. So I found out about it, and I'm like, right, well, you're going to get a piece of my mind. And they tried to shut me up, as you saw. And so the four of us sued them in federal court for First Amendment violations. And we won an injunctive order against the district saying you're not allowed to enforce this piece of garbage, unconstitutional speech policy. And then they ended up settling the case for $300,000, paid to the lawyers, of course, because the lawyers make the money. And for my trouble as a plaintiff, I got the grand total of $17.91. Now you tell me, Sebastian, $17.91. Does that ring a bell to you?
I love it. I just want to know, how did you engineer that your reward was $17.91?
Well, here's the thing. When you file a First Amendment lawsuit, you can only get what's called nominal damages, because
right.
It's not like you're claiming you broke your back or anything like that. And so you have to put a figure in for the court. And I said, well, I want a figure that means something. I want the year the Bill of Rights was enacted. I want those sods to send a British citizen a check for $17.91, and don't mess with a British citizen's First Amendment rights again, or I'll get $17.91 from you.
When he says sods, he doesn't mean pieces of turf. It's a British colloquialism. I just have to ask the question, because I love this story, that you took these little fascists to court and you won. You don't hear it every day. What was it? How hard was it for you to take that decision? Was this a team decision? Walk us through, after they try and censor you, how you got to the point you said, no, we're going to take this all the way to a federal court.
Well, we did get some assistance from a nonprofit group called the Institute for Free Speech, because the thing about the censorship, Sebastian, is you can be right. In other words, the citizen can be right,
yeah.
and have their First Amendment rights violated, but, you know, I will use the colloquialism again, the sods in government have all the money, so just the mere cost of bringing a lawsuit to enforce your constitutional rights is prohibitive for most people. So the problem, and this gets to the legal system in America, it's like you end up getting silenced. Well, not me, but many people get silenced because they just can't afford the legal fees to go to court. So we were fortunate that we got, you know, essentially pro bono assistance. And as the case went on, I mean, it was just, we had a hearing, right, a preliminary injunction hearing where the judge was considering slapping this injunctive order on them. And you had the director of the critical race theory program testifying, one of the lawyers testifying. And I swear, she was sitting on the witness stand, right? And she was behind all the censorship. She was the one saying, you know, these people showing up are racist, we need to silence them. And the judge at one point looked at this lady, and very conservative, prim and proper judge, and she goes, you know, like, it's not illegal to be racist. It's distasteful. We don't like it. But, like, in other words, in America, yeah, stuff comes down that you don't like.
Hang on, Simon. If it were legal to be racist, most Democrats would be in prison.
Well, right. Exactly. And you could see the look on this lady's face, the critical race theory program woman, because the school board had this policy saying you could silence people for personally directed comments or inappropriate comments. And it was almost as if she was saying, but the government, meaning the school board, but the government has a policy. Like, she couldn't quite fathom the idea that, like, I don't give a crap what the policy is. Yeah. That policy's a piece of garbage. She couldn't get, in other words, she didn't understand America.
The Soviet Union had a lot of policies. The Third Reich had a lot of policies. It matters not one whit. What matters is our unalienable rights. God bless you, Simon Campbell. We will return to this discussion in the meantime. Follow this man at Limey Simon. That's at Limey Simon. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoy the show, if you're America First, you got to wear America First. Right now, the hottest selling item, sadly, is still the FBI t-shirt we launched jointly with Chris Plant, but this time it stands for Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. We literally can't make them fast enough. We've also got the MAGA package special deal. MAGA returns Trump 2024, the hat, the t-shirt, the hoodie, special discount for our listeners. Also, the challenge coin. You asked for it with President Trump, America First, and Stay Frosty. My books as well. Everything made in America. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A Store.com.
Ron DeSantis had an opportunity to show that he was a true leader and that he supported President Donald Trump. But Donald Trump is living in Ron DeSantis' head. That's what he's doing. He's living it, and he expressed it, and he displayed it right out in front of the American people, talking about prostitutes and hush money, this and that. Ron DeSantis, you made a big, big, big mistake the other day, and I think it's not good. You are not ready today. You're not ready yet to be the leader of our party.
Ron DeSantis, you're not ready yet to be the leader of our party or of this country. That's Troy Nehls, Congressman Troy Nehls, Sheriff Troy Nehls of Texas. I just saw him on Fox right now, and that's why I wanted to replay that clip from justthenews.com. The greatness of America is, at its core, our liberty, our freedom. No other country is as free, and we remain free, due primarily to our right to keep and bear arms. No other company in America personifies that more than the Carr Firearms Group. Their story is the American dream, and their products are absolutely second to none. Carr Firearms Group is your source for high-quality firearms. I carry a Carr 9mm every day. Visit them at kahr.com. That's kahr.com. They also own the iconic Desert Eagle line of weapons and the historic Auto Ordnance line of well, including the 1911, the M1, and the venerable Tommy gun. Check out their weapons at kahr.com. That's kahr.com. All right, I found this on social media. My colleague Charlie Kirk had Rich Barris, a pollster who we've had on the show before, analyzing what happened this week with regards to President Trump and Ron DeSantis, and it is a rather, rather good clip. This is Cut 10, play cut.
You think that Ron DeSantis Scott Walker'd himself? What do you mean by that?
So this was, again, if you go back and look at it, I don't think anybody can make, anyone can objectively look at that video and not come to the same conclusion. This was a very managed, they spent 72 hours almost working on the response. And then the quib that he threw in there, like a zinger, he was supposed to be, and look, he's going to run for president, right? So he's not running yet, but it's fair game. Trump's taking shots at you. You know, Barnes and I, he was talking about this last night. I totally agree. He's taking shots at you. You can take shots at him back. But if you want to explain to the Republican voter that you're serious and you understand where we are right now as a country, what we're facing, that this is a, I hate to use this word, but that this is a war for the soul of the country, then you need to be more serious than this. And he could have, Ron DeSantis could have had a big moment yesterday, even though he waited, which he should not have. He could have had a big moment. That was a canned, very Scott Walker-like response. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, second presidential debate, Scott Walker was once considered a very strong governor, strong candidate, the dark horse, if anything. And he killed himself 48 hours after he made that. Mr. President, we don't need an apprentice in the White House, courtesy of George Will's wife, who he handed his campaign to, and she ran it in the ground. Very much, by the way, the same group of people, the Paul Ryan consultant class, that now surround Ron DeSantis. So it shouldn't surprise anybody that the kind of content you're getting out of Ron DeSantis is what we saw from Scott Walker. Republican voters recoiled from that, even though at that time they weren't sure yet, not and definitely not all of them. We're not sure yet what to make of Donald Trump. But what they saw with Scott Walker was that he was trying to be somebody he wasn't because he was listening to consultants, and Donald Trump was being authentic, being who he was. And what Ron DeSantis did yesterday was come out and be somebody that the voters did not think Ron DeSantis was. And
yeah,
that
I mean,
authenticity issue is...
I mean, and I'll just be honest, Ron DeSantis' path towards the Republican nomination is closing quickly. I mean, I think it's basically, if the betting market should have Trump at 99%.
Mr. G, Eric, what do you think of that analysis from Charlie and from Mr. Barris? Mr. G?
I think it's exactly right. And I think the big thing about it was whether DeSantis felt like he needed to or not, he should have. He missed the chance to take the high road. He would have came off much better.
Just to look like the big guy, Eric.
I agree. I think if there ever was – Trump was always the front runner. If ever there was a window for DeSantis to have a real shot, I think it began to close when President Trump went to East Palestine and showed how much more he cared than Biden or DeSantis or anybody else.
Right.
And then the final nail in the coffin was that great CPAC speech he gave. By that point, anything else DeSantis tries to do is moot at this point.
Well, not only that, the fact that DeSantis didn't go to CPAC – despite the fact that Nikki Haley, for example, did, and instead he's hobnobbing with big donors at some swanky event, which is what he denied he does on that Piers Morgan interview. I have to share some intelligence that Mr. G has run down that we received from one of our loyal listeners. A friend of his went to a fundraising event with a former senator from Florida called George Lemieux. Jeb Bush spoke at that event, as did Ron DeSantis. And the audience was told to call conservative radio shows to say President Trump can't win and to find out whether the host is prepared to support Ron DeSantis. That's the opposite of authenticity. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans right now, me included. Yes, I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor, and just 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. And I'm still pain-free more than 4 years later. That story should be your story. It could be your story, but there's only one way to find out. It's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call right now, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
I thank God every single day that America is the freest nation on God's green earth, and we remain free because of the right to keep and bear arms. No other company in America personifies that right more than the Carr Firearms Group, led by our good friend Justin Moon. Carr stands strong and unashamed in their support for the right to keep and bear arms, any and all arms that the people might need to stand against tyranny. Americans can be sure that no matter what happens, the Carr Firearms Group will be at the front lines fighting for Americans' Second Amendment rights. Their story is the American dream, and their products are absolutely second to none. Carr Firearms Group is your source for high-quality firearms. Visit them at kahr.com. I carry a 9mm Carr every single day. So should you. Check out their amazing line of weapons. They also own the iconic Desert Eagle brand and the Auto Ordnance, historic U.S. brand. That's kahr.com, kahr.com. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by the Carr Firearms Group. One of the best things about going to Vegas is not the gambling. It is a weird city. Dude, it is a weird city. It's the people you meet at SHOT Show. It's not just all the guns and the toys. It's also the people you meet. And I've got a new buddy
who has a very special line of weapons, and he named them after himself very imaginatively. I imagine if I had a gun company, I'd probably call them Dr. G's Guns. He's Jacob Gray, Jacob Gray of Jacob Gray Firearms. Welcome to America First.
Dr. G, thank you for having me. It was great meeting you in Vegas.
So have you canceled all those pink carbon fiber, rainbow gay AR-15s that you were talking about? I need to know that first.
Yes, just because you asked me to. I did.
Yeah. We were talking about high-end AR-15s, and he said, oh, yeah, we can make you something super light, carbon fiber. And I said, that's so gay. We don't do carbon fiber. Maybe titanium, but no yes. Carbon fiber. All right, seriously, let's get down to work. Let's talk about what you've done. I've handled one of your weapons, a 308 AR. Yeah. Aren't there just too many AR platforms out there? What's special about Jacob Gray's ARs?
Well, Jacob Gray, you know, when I started Jacob Gray, we were an aerospace machine shop. We still are an aerospace machine shop to this day. And so we build everything in-house out of billet, no forgings, no castings. And so basically during the COVID and aerospace industry took a dive a couple years ago, I decided to kind of pivot my shop so that I would not have to lay any of these great American workers off. And so sold everything I owned and pivoted toward guns. And I knew that I could design the guns to benefit the American people to be a little bit more accurate than possibly what they're using. And so that's kind of how it started. And it grew from there. I built 1911s for about 12 years, built those up. And so I started playing around in the black gun market, the AR-15. The AR-10, the 9mm. So when we developed those guns and put them out there in the fields, everybody was pretty pleased with how they turned out. So I decided to go full force with it. And I'm proud to say in the last 2 years, we've grown that business almost $1 million over 1 year. So much so that we're going to be moving to a new facility here in about 3 months to accommodate the growth and hire some more employees. And looking forward to the future. I've got a great team around me. I've got a great sales and marketing team that are helping me push this thing. And we've got a couple new products coming out this summer, the Jacob Gray 1911 double stack.
Don't Jacob steal Gray. My thunder. We'll talk about those in a second. I have to say, unless he's standing in front of a green screen and it's all CGI, if you're listening, it looks like he's standing in like a SpaceX machine shop. That is the cleanest gun manufacturing CNC plant I have ever seen. It looks like you could have your dinner off the floor there, Jacob. That looks like a pretty tight outfit.
Yeah, thank you. You know, when you make aircraft parts, what we call flyaway parts for the major aerospace industry, and you've got to follow all of the AS9100 guidelines and FOD, which is foreign object debris, cleanliness is godliness. In the aerospace industry. So that's why you see it. We actually didn't clean up for you today. This is how it is every day.
On the trolley behind you, is that a bunch of unfinished AR receivers?
Yes.
Because there's bar stock on the bottom and then unfinished receivers on the top, right?
That's correct. That's what you're seeing. Exactly
that,
right.
That is a very cool prop in the background. And talk to us about some of the things you've done for some of our operators. What kind of accuracy? Because what shocked me is what you were saying about the short-barreled rifles. What kind of accuracy are you getting out of your ARs?
So our 12.5-inch 308, which is called a Warthog, which you can find on our website. I was very fortunate last year to hook up with some ex-military guys who were helping me do some testing on the guns. And so we were out there and we basically took the 12.5-inch 308 Warthog, and one of the ex-snipers from the military was shooting that gun 700 yards sub-MOA, 12.5-inch barrel.
Sub-MOA with a 12.5-inch barrel? That's insane.
Yeah, I thought so too until they got me down on the ground and they taught me how to do it.
And one of the things I think that helped a lot is the trigger. The trigger on the AR-10 you sent me is really quite remarkable.
Yeah, that's our Jacob Gray signature drop-in trigger, 3.5-pound pull. That comes with the Warthog and the ultralight guns. It comes standard on the Jacob Gray, so you'll get that drop-in trigger every time you order a gun.
All right, let's cycle through the photographs. I just received these. This is an example of some of the Jacob Gray firearms out there. Look at that. That looks like it should have been a John Wick movie. Keep going. Keep going. Look at that, a suppressed one. Look at that in its natural habitat in the wild. And then the last one, tell us about your next project, Mr. Gray. You've got a minute left.
All right. I've always done 1911s, built some high-end custom 1911s. A lot of people couldn't afford them, so they asked me to create one that they could. And so what we've done is we have developed the Jacob Gray Double Stack 1911. It's basically, we're calling it a throwback with capacity, the TWC-9. It'll be coming out this summer, and you'll be able to pick it up at your local gun store.
The throwback with capacity. I've had a thing for double stack 1911s ever since I discovered the original Israeli Bull Armories polymer framed ones that were rebadged here in the United States as Kimbers. I can't wait to get my hands on one of yours. In the meantime, everybody listening, if you're into super lovely, accurate, compact ARs, also in a real caliber like 308, go to jacobgrayfirearms.com. That's Jacob Gray with an E, jacobgrayfirearms.com. God bless you, Jacob. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans across the nation right now, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Reggie from Florida. This is Reggie's story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way. It's super easy. Go to relieffactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose? Apart from the pain, call right now, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First with Dr. G.
Sub-minute of angle, 12-inch, 308 AR. If you know your guns, you know that means something serious. All right, guys, if you like this show, make sure you check out all the America First gear at sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. The FBI t-shirt, the MAGA bundle, the challenge coins, the books, and everything else, all made in America, sebgorkastore.com. All right, if you're not meant to play cuts of yourself, are you allowed to play cuts from other people's radio shows? I think you are, especially if they're your friend. Chris Plant yesterday had an amazing call from an immigrant to this nation called Al, a man who didn't even brag on the show that he's a former Marine who served this nation. And he had a very, very salutary message for those born in America. Let's listen to Al, an immigrant to this nation.
Let's go to Al, calling from Northern Virginia. Al, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Al.
As I've told you before, I grew up through in Nicaragua when the communists took over. And they're here. The January 6th prisoners are nothing more than political prisoners for standing up to a crooked government. It is shameful that's going on with them. It is infuriating, but they are nothing more than dissidents of the government. Therefore, they must be crushed in every way. Their families must be crushed. They'll be found not guilty of much, but the process is the punishment. They're here, and that's why they're so adamant about taking guns away, because every communist government, how many times have we said this? One of the first things they do is go after guns because people can't defend themselves. It's disgusting. It's going to come to a head. I'm begging people that are in power, stop it. because the end, it's not pretty. It's I'm truly scared for this country. I came here 30 some years ago for the American dream, and I don't feel like my son has the same opportunities that I did because of this government, these communists. It's really quite terrible what's going on.
It is, and I thank you for calling. Now, what do
you... Al served this nation with honor in the Marine Corps, who escaped communist Nicaragua. What was the first thing he said? The communists are here. That's a warning from somebody who's lived it and who's escaped it. As Scott Pressler said earlier today, there is nowhere else to run. What are you doing about it? Are you standing up? Are you cleaving to the truth? Are you helping people like Scott Pressler? Are you running for local office? I don't care if it's the local library board. You have a role to play. Let's do it. Next up, the Manhood Hour. Don't touch that dial.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.